This is Research for Teachers, number 15, Teaching Elementary Mathematics. My name is Wahid Khan. I'm a teacher and OISE graduate student reading on behalf of Dr. Marion Small, author and math consultant from 1 to infinity. Teaching Elementary Mathematics. There is currently a great deal of discussion about using a problem-solving approach to teach mathematics in elementary grades. It sounds simple. Students just need to solve problems. But not everyone agrees on what constitutes a problem. What is a problem? Many teachers think of mathematical problems as ones that involve contextual stories. They associate the notion of a problem with a real-world situation. However, others point out that if a student has already encountered a number of similar stories, the stories used are not so much problems as applications of knowledge. Some suggest that a problem must be non-routine, i.e., there is an element of novelty to the problem. This would be in contrast to a set of similar problems, which students solve after learning a certain mathematical concept. For those who focus on the non-routine nature of problems, there may or may not be a contextual story. For example, asking students in grade 3 to determine the most common perimeter when three Cuisenaire rods are put together to form a triangle is certainly a problem. Many experts believe that reasoning and or higher order thinking or critical thinking must occur for a mathematical task to be called a problem, whereas others focus on the fact that there is some form of mathematical modeling of a situation. It is important to realize that a problem for one person might not be a problem for another person operating at a different developmental level. A problem for many kindergarten children figuring out how many more cents they need if they have 2 cents and want 10 cents is not a problem for many older students who are fluent with addition and subtraction. This means that a teacher must consider the audience when presenting what he or she believes is a problem. Many experts in the field suggest that problems can generally be solved with more than one approach and involve making assumptions and being aware of those assumptions. Talking about alternate solutions and assumptions made is an important part of teaching through problem solving. What does teaching through problem solving require? Teaching through problem solving requires a teacher to believe that students can solve problems using their own strategies, rather than depending on first being shown how to approach a similar problem. The success of this approach depends, in large measure, on teacher beliefs. Teachers need to see the value in alternate approaches. They also need to believe that the focus of learning should be conceptual rather than procedural, and need to believe that mistakes are a valuable part of learning. Those beliefs are not typical teacher beliefs in mathematics, since many teachers' own experience in learning mathematics emphasized an approach where teachers modeled first and where there was only one acceptable approach to a type of calculation or type of problem. Although beliefs can be hard to change, there is a growing body of literature showing that students not only can develop their own strategies to solve problems, but that they benefit from doing so. The success of teaching through problem solving also depends on the student's willingness to persevere. Encouraging perseverance. To encourage perseverance, students need to see that sticking with a problem will ultimately lead to a solution. This makes it extremely important that problems be at an appropriate developmental level for the child solving them, and that they are presented in an accessible format. It also means that students view math as a subject in which they actually can learn on their own. Sometimes perseverance is enhanced by using cooperative groups. Students are more likely to stick to a problem when they are interacting with fellow classmates, moving forward together. Students' perseverance is cultivated by teachers modeling their own stick-to-itness. For example, having students work with them as they struggle through unfamiliar problems aloud in front of their students. There is much evidence that students need a certain level of confidence to be willing to persevere. Building that confidence requires not only that teachers set appropriate problems, but that they set a risk-free environment as possible, and support and scaffold as needed, refraining though from directing. Summary. Teaching through problem solving is about setting appropriate tasks, creating supportive environments, and helping students to succeed without leading. Although some would argue that all mathematical tasks should be of this sort, others see it as one approach within a more varied menu. No matter the frequency of problem-solving use, it is essential that students have opportunities to learn by thinking and doing, and not simply copying.